It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Tech industry bigwigs are always talking about doing stuff in the cloud. So are companies when they're selling you products or selling each other products. Well, this week, Microsoft gave its service a makeover. The company's cloud storage offering is now called OneDrive. But when it comes to storing all of our data online to be accessible from anywhere, whose servers should we be storing that information on? We asked Dan Bobkoff to take a look.
There's OneDrive and Google Drive, Box and Dropbox, and they all work pretty much the same way, copying your files and photos to faraway servers and letting you access them on any computer, phone, or tablet. So how do you choose?
The first place to look is who you get your email service from.
Frank Gillette is an analyst at Forrester Research. Apple, Google, and Microsoft all offer cloud storage along with an email account, but they're trying to catch a startup.
Dropbox is the big name in this space, and that's because they got going so early and created such a drop-dead, simple, easy-to-use service.
Google and Microsoft offer more free storage than Dropbox. Business models matter, too. Dropbox just wants to sell you storage. Google and Microsoft want to hook you to their worlds, says Stephen Baker of NPD Group.
Once they get you to jump into the storage piece, they really want you to be using a lot of the other services.
But Baker says your best bet is to use a few of these services. Why choose it all? I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
The Winter Olympics in Sochi will draw to a close this weekend. As far away as Russia is, we've been flooded for weeks with images of the games. Skaters, skiers, curlers, sledders from all angles. Much of that imagery comes from photo service company Getty Images. And Getty has been using a lot of tech to capture those images and beam them around the globe. Ken Minardis is vice president of sports imagery for Getty. He says the action shots are really piling up.
By the end of the week, we'll have taken nearly 1 million photos.
Wow.
And when we're at our absolute full steam, we get an image to anywhere in the world in around about 180 seconds. And that's why the technology is so important.
You guys also use some interesting camera technology to take panoramic images and things like that.
Right. We're seeing a big shift towards interactive photography. Things like 360 panoramas and gigapixels, very high-resolution gigapixels, which give the reader the ability to explore the image in much greater detail than ever before.
What are some of the challenges when you're trying to do something that's as high-tech as this, but in an environment where people want all of their photos immediately?
Well, the Winter Games, the real challenge is the environment. We're essentially laying in network infrastructure to connect an alpine mountain all the way down to the city of Sochi. And you've got to do that also in very, very tough weather conditions. The biggest challenge was actually in the 2 weeks before the games, when the mountain area had a very, very large amount of snow. And they'd already made a number of installations, and they spent a few days having to dig out all those installations. So that kind of gives you a good idea of how the elements are one of the biggest challenges for an installation like that.
Ken Minardis is Vice President of Sports Imagery and Operations at Getty Images. Ken, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
It's Friday and a lot of big tech news to wrap up this week, so what better way than a round of Silicon Tally? Today, my guest is Sarah Lane, who hosts the Tech News Tonight podcast and other things for the TWIT podcast network. Sarah, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Ben, I think I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. I got a number for you. 1 billion plays.
Okay. One billion plays. Mm-hmm. A particularly popular YouTube video?
I think we're talking about a game.
Oh, Candy Crush.
Oh, yes. She did it. Do you crush a lot?
I'm not a player, but I do crush a lot.
Yes.
It was a fascination of mine for about a week, okay. And then I realized that I had an in-app purchase problem, and so I decided to put down the Candy Crush, but I hear that they're thinking about IPOing.
It's kind of crazy to think about a world that we live in where a company that is basically famous for one game is going to have an initial public offering.
But that's the world we live in now. You just need the one hit. R.I.P. Flappy Bird, of course. Is it my turn now?
Yes.
All right. 32 people.
I think I know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
The number of engineers who work at WhatsApp, the company that got bought.
I thought I was totally going to stump you. You are absolutely right. Which is remarkable because WhatsApp has, 450 million active users?
Yeah.
That's basically one dev supporting 14 million active users each.
I got another number for you. You ready?
Okay.
4,000 Bitcoin.
Does this have to do with some sort of a Bitcoin heist?
Definitely heistish.
4,000 Bitcoins were stolen from...
Let's say it's a site that you know, it's...
Silk Road 2!
Yes!
Silk Road 2! Yes!
Yes!
It just took me a minute.
All right, well done. Okay, so you got another number for me?
This is 9 regions.
I want to say something, something, Google Fiber something.
You might be something, something pretty on track.
Google is expanding its offerings of high-speed internet to 9 urban regions around the U.S.?
Yep. You got it exactly right. None of these regions are actually going to receive Google Fiber by the end of the year, but Google's going to do a lot of research and then update us on who's next.
Sarah Lane is a host on the TWiT podcast network. She's also the host of Tech News Tonight on that network. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.